We thank the Lord for being here at another camp meeting with you today. We thank the Lord for his traveling mercies and safety. We give an honor to God and to your pastor and to the congregation here. Boy, I always think about, God's acres. It's so precious to me. Down through the many years, this congregation has been a blessing to my life. I didn't know I was going to do that, but y'all pray for me. Thank the Lord. I'd like to read some scriptures in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, if you have your Bible. But before I do, I want to quote or read the scripture in Matthew chapter 15. Verse 7 and 8, where Jesus said, "Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." You know, the Lord, no matter what people say with their mouth, the Lord knows the true desire of men and women's hearts. You can say anything you want with your mouth, but God knows what's really in the desire of your heart. The burden on my heart today is God knows the desires of our hearts. And here in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 6, you know these scriptures well. This is just kind of a reminder. You know, the Bible says the Old Testament was written for our learning, that we may learn from the mistakes and the blessings of others. But here in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 6, "I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the house, out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him gutless that taketh his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but on the seventh is the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife. Neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. So we know the Lord had laws and rules for his people. And I read that just to stir up our pure mind, to remind us of the Lord's word. We know the words of the Lord always have to be rightly divided. But the thought of my heart this morning when he said in verse 21, well, verse beginning at verse 17, thou shalt not kill. And we know we're in a world where there's much killing. Neither shalt thou commit adultery. Neither shalt thou steal. Neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife. Neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or, and long to boil it down, anything that is thy neighbor's. So we should be glad when we see one another get a blessing, shouldn't we? We should be thankful and rejoice with one another. Amen. We don't want to be, amen, desiring something that's not ours, or something that belongs to someone else. Also a reminding scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 15. So let me read verse 2 over here. Pardon my coat. Amen. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, I want to encourage you today. Let's just read this. I'm not going to preach on all of it. Just want to get the point across, burden of my heart, get it off my heart. Here in 2 Chronicles 15 and 9, and he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon. Amen. We know these are the tribes of Israel, as we're reading here. For they fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. And they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath. And they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. I don't know about you, but I love the church of God. I love the people of God wherever I go. And that's the desire of my heart, brothers. Wherever God's people are. Amen. O Church of God, I love thy courts, thou mother of the free. They have sworn with all their heart and they sought the Lord with their whole desire. They sought the Lord with their whole desire. And he was found of them. And the Lord gave them rest round about. And the Lord gave them rest round about. Oh, do we need it? We're in a world, a troubled world. It's like the troubled sea out there. Amen. And oh, how we need rest. This world is in trouble and it needs rest. Amen. I come to church to get blessed. I come to church to get my soul fed. I don't come to church to argue with nobody. I don't come to church to fight with nobody. I don't come to church. Amen. I come to church to worship the Lord. I don't come to church to hear no gossip. I don't want to have to necessarily know what Johnny Duck and Sugar Hill did. I want to know what thus said the Lord. But we search and we seek the Lord with our whole desire. Look at Psalms, the 19th Psalm with me. The 19th Psalm. Look at this verse 7. Psalms 19 and 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thank God for his word. Do you realize, amen, how precious the word of the Lord is? The fear of the Lord is enduring forever. Amen. His judgments are true and righteous. More to be desired than they of gold. Can't tell many people that all they want to know is where the gold at. Where's the money at? But the word of God is much more precious. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. I remember that time when I was in Indiana and Pastor Poston took me to the place where they where it's like a farm, I forget how it was, amen, where they sell stuff like a health food store. And he gave me a honeycomb. Ooh-wee. And the honey was in the honeycomb. And ooh, was it sweet. Ooh-wee, I took it home and I kind of ate up on it a few days. That honey was sweet. And so is the word of God, brother. The word of God is sweet to the soul. More sweeter than a honeycomb. Amen. More than gold. Oh God, help us to see it today. Look in Psalms 27, the 27th Psalm. Where's your desire today? God, I don't care what you say. I don't care how you act. You can fool me, you can fool the preachers, you can fool the people for a little while until God pulled the cover off of you. But brother and sister, this year the Lord knows what your true desire is. Look what he said here, Psalms 27 and 4. The psalmist said here, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Praise God. Where's your desire today? The psalmist said, one thing have I desired after, and that will I seek after. Somebody say, well, I desire to go to church more. Well, why don't you get up and set your alarm clock and go? I desire to be on time. Well, why don't you get up and go and be on time? The Lord, see, you don't really, really desire that, because if you did, you would put fire under yourself. When you desire to go shopping, when you desire to catch that sale, for some reason, you're rushing your hubby. Let's go, hubby-dubby. And hubby-dubby says, I don't even want to go with you, but you ready to go. Or likewise, hubby-dubby, when you want to go somewhere, you want to put the fire under the wife, don't you? Now, my amens are kind of weak this morning. But that's all right. But that's my desire, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. It didn't say some of the days of my life, but all the days of my life. And we know the house of the Lord is not just this building, don't we? Amen. Or any other building, but we know what my desire is, to be in the house of the Lord, the church of the living God. Amen. The pillar and ground of the truth. Look at verse 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Brothers and sisters, the Lord, you will never realize how the Lord keeps us from trouble, how the Lord protects us. That traffic jam you was in this morning might have been the Lord keeping you out of trouble. The Lord might have kept you, amen, from being in that accident. The Lord is our protection. Here in the book of Mark, let's move a little farther on here. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, Jesus wants to encourage the faith of the disciples, and so do we. We want to encourage the saints of God. In Mark 11, chapter verse 24, he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Now, we know we don't want to be praying and asking for foolish things. That's not what Jesus is saying. But when you're asking for the right things and the things you need, the Lord will supply the right things that we need. He knows what we need. But whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, amen. And then he said in verse 25, and when ye stand praying, forgive. For if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. You can't just be coming to God and praying and asking for things, and you got some unforgiveness in your heart. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Brother Foster, they hurt me. They did me wrong. They beat me down. They lied on me, Brother Foster. Let it go. Let it go. Forgive them. Let it go. Amen. That unforgiveness will eat at you like a cancer. We want to keep our desires in the right place. Amen. Keep our desires. To desire something is to wish for, to long for, a longing for, or a craving for. That's what desire means. Amen. I wish for, I long for, I got a craving for to always be in the house of God and be around God's people. Look here in Luke chapter 20. We want to keep our right desires. Amen. In Luke chapter 20, verse 45, it says here, just these three verses right quickly. Then in the audience, Luke 20, 45, then in the audience of all the people, he said unto his disciples, beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms of at feast, which devour widows' houses and for a show make long prayers, the same shall have greater damnation. So keep your desires in the right place. Amen. People desire these things. Jesus knows what's in the heart of man. They desire to walk in the long robes. They desire these lovely greetings. Some preachers give you a funny look if you don't address them as reverend. Oh, yeah. They give you a funny look. But I don't address none of them as reverend. The Bible says holy and reverend is his name. Amen. I respect them. I call them pastor or minister. Hanging up on you, give you a funny look when you call, if you don't call them reverend. Got a DDLLD behind his name, and he wants the people to reverence him. And God see that desire is in their heart. But Jesus taught his disciple, don't be like that, brother. Beware of the scribes which desire that. They devour widows' houses. And for long prayers, they make a show with long prayers. And they shall have, amen, receive a greater damnation. Always been encouraged, amen, to encourage the young people. Here in Proverbs chapter 13, I can remember as coming up as a young man in the Church of God, amen, back there in Chicago under Willie Gordon and George Duggar and different ones in the day. George Duggar would always encourage the young men. The Lord know, y'all know my testimony. Growing up in a broken home and didn't have a dad and was a part of a street gang and all of that. And then I came to the church. I didn't know what it meant to have no daddy. I didn't know what it meant. I looked up to those men of God, and they taught me. And Brother Duggar would always tell the young men, go to school, get a trade. Amen. So you can get married someday and start a family, and you'll be a man. And they taught me how to work. And they taught me how to be a man. Thank God. I learned that right in the house of God from the men of God and the women of God. Thank God for that. So I always hardly ever want to leave, preach a message and leave the young men out, the young women. But here in Proverbs 13:19, the Bible says, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. But it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. And I could think about the desire accomplished when I took that advice and went to trade school and learned the trade, amen, and got different jobs and worked on jobs. And God was fulfilling the desires of my heart. And the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. Amen. You can say that you can feel proud of yourself. You can feel thankful to God that God got me out of sin. God got me out of the mocking mire. God placed my feet on the straight and narrow way. Amen. And he gave me the desires of my heart. He gave me a wife. He gave me a job. He gave me children. He blessed me, amen, on my jobs. He blessed me to have a good name in the community. God did all that. a desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. You can lay down at night and rejoice. When the devil is fly preachers are dropping like flies. Preachers that know they're sitting under the same truth. Going back out into the world. Going out into Babylon in different places. Trying to change Babylon. Trying to bring Babylon on in. It's not going to work, brother. It's not going to work. You better stay with the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. Keep your desire in the right place. So young man and young woman, keep your desires. Your desire is not wrong. The Lord wants you to do good things and do, amen, and follow your field of labor and be successful. And you can be sweet to the soul. Amen. A lot of people praying, but the Lord know people ain't praying with the right attitude. Y'all know this parable here that Jesus told in St. Luke, the 18th chapter. St. Luke chapter 18, verse number 10. Two men went up into the temple to pray, and the one Pharisee and the other a publican. Not Republican, publican. Wake up. Did you hear Republican? No, I didn't say Republican. Somebody say they woke up when they heard public Republican. A publican, he was a tax collector. Amen. And he was known for stealing. Amen. So here these two men went to pray. Now the Pharisee, see God, see your prayer tells what's in your heart, what your desire in your heart is. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. That brother prayed the prayer, patting all the praise on himself. Look at me, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like other men. I'm not an adulterer. And had the audacity to look at somebody else in church and say, I'm not like that brother. And I fast twice a week. See, I always tell people, don't you never come to church with your spiritual rake. Shovel. Boy, I meant to get that right. Your spiritual shovel. And shovel the word of God off on somebody else. All you're doing is sitting up in here shoveling. Where's your rake at? You ought to come to church with your spiritual rake and rake it into me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Fix me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I'm raking in. I'm not worried about Brother Onion or Sister Cucumber. I want to hear from God for me. Because you got to stand before God by yourself one day. But here's the publican. He standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. He backed up. He backed up. Hit himself on the chair. Seven words. God be merciful unto me, a sinner. And Jesus said, that man went down more justified than the other brother. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Amen. Thank the Lord. Here in St. Mark chapter 1, verse number 15, St. Mark 1, 15, and saying, the time, well, let's read 14. It's just a few verses. I'm not going to preach on all of it. St. Mark 1, 14. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Amen. Now God has given us ministers and some of the saints out there, he have given you the desire to become, to be a fisher of men. Keep on fishing, saints. Amen. You Sunday school teachers. Amen. And you children and youth leaders. Amen. Keep on fishing. You bus drivers that pick them up, don't give up, don't quit. Amen. Get up. Be there on Sunday morning to pick them up. Keep on fishing. Keep on fishing. Because why? You got a desire. Brother Decker don't have to call you up and say, Brother Onion, are you going to pick up the children today? Brother Onion will tell you, Brother Decker, I'm on my way. I'm on my way, Brother Decker. Why? Because Brother Onion, he got a desire in his heart to be a fisher of men. And don't you let nobody quench that desire. They say, you don't have to get up that early. Oh, you don't have, why? You always got to be the one. Don't let nobody quench that desire to keep you fishing for men. May God just help us. Oh God, Lord, what do I have to do? Lord, what do I have to sacrifice? Oh God, to get more people saved, to get my relatives saved. Lord, what do I have to do? I pray and, oh God, I tell you one thing, don't do. Don't backslide. Don't let them down. Don't let them down. I worry about not letting God down. When I don't let God down, I won't let you down. I won't let them down. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. In Mark the 6th chapter, when he went out, Jesus told them in Mark 6 and 12, and they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick, and he healed them. They went out and they preached that men should repent. Amen. Not join the church, not shake the preacher's hand, but repent. Turn away from your wickedness. Turn away from your sin. Turn away from things that's wrong. Repent. You're going in one direction. You're going in the wrong direction. Turn around and go in the right direction. Amen. If I get ready to go back home, you say, Brother Foster, where you going? I'm going back home. Amen. And if I start heading toward Toledo, Ohio, we say, Brother Foster, what are you? I thought you was going home. Arkansas is south. Well, I know what I'm doing. Be quiet. I know what I'm doing. You better repent. Some people say so stubborn to repent. If your wife tell you something right, if a child tell you something right, back up, repent. Praise God. I like Romans, what Paul told the Romans, wrote the letter in Romans, the 10th chapter. Amen. He said here, he said, brethren, Romans 10 and 1, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that that they might be saved. Now remember the definition of desire. My heart, Lord, I wish for, I long for, I have a craving for that my family and my children, that they might be saved before it's everlasting too late. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. 1 Corinthians 14 and 1, Paul told the church of Corinth, he said, follow after charity, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. Desire, amen, spiritual gifts, the things that God, where God can use you, my dear Christian brother and sister. Desire, amen, to be used of God, whether it be in the choir or whether it be in the ministry or whether it be on the mission field, whatever God desire you, desire these spiritual gifts. You got to desire it. Amen. That's one reason why a person know they're being called of God in certain ministry, because they desire it. Amen. You have a hard time getting people to do things they don't desire to do. You can pump and pull all you want. Amen. You can even, amen, guys have gotten good jobs and they wanted a good job. But when they got the good job and it paid good money, they didn't desire to get up and go to it every day. And they lost it. 2 Corinthians 7 and 10 says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this selfsame thing that ye sorrowed after a godly sort. Amen. What carefulness it wrought in you. Yea, what clearing of yourselves. Yea, what indignation. Yea, what fear. Yea, what vehement desire. Repentance puts a desire into you. Amen. To obey God and do right. People say, I want to quit drinking. I want to quit smoking. I want to quit. But they're still buying them. I thought you wanted to quit. What are you doing going buying those cigarettes for? How do you expect God to bless you when he see that you still deep, your deep desire? You don't want to suffer. You don't want to give it up. So how do you expect God to bless you? Whenever chance you get, you still buying them. But what zeal, what revenge. Is something about being saved? I just want, when I woke up to how bad the devil was treating me and how he was trying to take me to hell, amen, I just put a revenge in me. Amen, I hate that devil. I hate every false way. I want to just obey God's word. You have approved yourself to be clear in this matter. Amen. When Paul got down to, amen, his life, he wrote the Philippine letter when he was in jail. The Philippine letter is called the Joy Book. Paul mentioned joy so many times in that letter, you read it, and he was in jail. Amen. He said in Philippians 1:21, he said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. He said, for I am in a strait betwixt two. I don't know, have you ever felt this, some of the pastors, they might say, I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart. go be with the Lord. Amen. But to be with and to be with Christ, which is far better. Amen. So I want to, he said, I know I just live my time out to the Lord. Say go. Amen. Don't rush it, brother. Just live till your time is out. Amen. Amen. Because we still got to deal with the world. We got to deal with these brothers and sisters. We got to, amen, we got to take as many to heaven with us as we can. Amen. Amen. And then the saints, each and every one of us, never to lose your desire for the word of God. Look here at 1 Peter 2 and 1. Y'all know these scriptures well. I just want to stir up your pure mind this morning. I want to strengthen your desire. Amen. Over there at lunchtime, they might have that coconut cream pie over there today. Say they will, Brother Decker. I desire that pie. Well, how did I get off on that? Help me, Lord. Well, look here. 1 Peter 2 and 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies, amen, and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Amen. So I guess you've been saved so long now, you've been saved 20, 30 years, you don't desire the word of God no more. I never want to lose that desire for the word of God, the sincere milk of the word, till you can grow. We're still growing in grace. We grow in knowledge. Amen. We grow in understanding. Amen. Thank God. I don't want to lose that desire. Amen. Just keep the desire strong. Keep reading and studying and praying. Amen. I'm closing just a little further. Let me hurry on. Here in James chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Amen. What you desire, you ask in faith. Lord, say, praise, say, Lord, help my Lord. Say, Lord, I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief, Lord. Amen. Thank God. In Hebrews 4, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 15, it says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. To come boldly mean come without fear. Come daring. Say, come to God boldly before the throne of grace. Say, God, I need help. I need you to help me. Lord, strengthen my desire to do right. Give me the desire, oh God, to be saved. If you're here today and you're not saved, you're living beneath your privilege. Oh, we pray for you that God would give you a desire to be saved. Say, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come to God with faith, believing You come to God and say, I believe that God is. I don't care what uncle say. I don't care what auntie say. I don't care what my friends say. I believe that God is, and I'm going boldly before him. Amen. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. And he will reward you. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. In James chapter 4, we want to strengthen, we want to keep your desires in the right spot. Don't be looking around and desiring this and desiring that. We're in a world today, it's all kind of things out there to tempt you and get your eye and get your affections in the wrong direction. In James chapter 4 and verse 6, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Amen. When Jesus told the disciples in Matthew, the 18th chapter, the disciples came to him and asked him a question. In verses 1, it says, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who is the greatest? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who is the greatest among us? Look what Jesus told him. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You think of a little child, thank God, they have no prejudice. They have no worldly ambition. They don't lust for power. Amen. They act among themselves as if all was equal among little children. Humble yourself as a little child. Amen. Now that's not telling you grown men to walk around here and act like boys. Get it right now. Amen. Don't be around here acting like a boy. You a man. I remember when I was a child and I was a boy, I used to suck two of my fingers. Some people suck their thumb, I suck two of my fingers. But when I discovered girls and this and that, I had a desire to stop sucking my fingers. You can't go around girls sucking your thumb. You can't go around girls or boys acting like you 5 years old. Your ambition, young man, your ambition, it should be to learn a trade. Look like you're going to have to get a job. You might as well do a knuckle under, brother. Retirement ain't to 62. Now count the years you got to work. Count them. Might as well knuckle down. You want to be retired. You want to be free. You want to go to every camp meeting. You want to go to every revival. You want to go. You want to go. You got a desire to go. But all right, brother, you got to go to work too. Pay the rent. Pay the light bill. Pay the gas bill. Amen. You need gas in that automobile. And let your wife know, I'm a man and I'm your man. And while I'm at it, let me tell you this, I was almost through. I didn't think I'd have to come down here this morning, but let me tell you something else. There's no woman in this whole world you married, brother. You are married. Amen. There's no woman in the whole world today, I don't care if she's Halle Berry or Beyonce or whoever she might be, there's no woman in this whole world that's greater than your wife. There's no man in this world, sister, I don't care if he's Brad Pitt or whoever he might be, amen, I don't even not concentrate on some of them names, but there's no man in the world no greater than that fella that's sitting right next to you, that gets up in the cold in the wintertime when there's snow and scrapes the ice off of that car and gets your car ready. Amen, and flicks them flat tires. There's no brother in the world greater to you than him. So don't even think about it. Don't even desire nobody else. Amen. We got to get it, brother. We got to get it, brother. We got to stay with it. When you make that marriage vow, till death do part. Amen. In sickness and in health, the richer and poor.
Amen.
Look at this, brother. Look at this, me grinning over here. Look at this, me grinning. I got 40-some years in, brother. Thank the Lord. I want to encourage you. Because this coming, this temptation's coming on the world, brothers and sisters. It's here. It's here. Amen. And God see what you desire. You don't desire to read your Bible late at night, but you got that phone and you sure is rolling it along. God see where your desires are. Whenever I see a bum, I say, there go I, if it don't be for the grace of God. Whenever I go to jail and see men in jail and I preach to them in jail, I say, there go I, if it not be for the grace of God. When I see a man that have cheated on his wife and messed up his home, I say, there go I, if it don't be for the grace of God. Oh, I'm not boasting in myself. I am what I am by the grace of God. Oh, Lord, help me. When you preach it, I got to come right down and live it. I got to go back home and I got to live it. In closing, we see James in chapter 1. We see the same Greek word lust is interpreted in many other scriptures in the Bible as the same Greek word as desire. And here it's used the word lust. It says here, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. For every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust have conceived, it bringeth forth sin. When sin, it is finished, bringeth forth death. So Jesus is calling today. He's calling for one of the strongest emotions that we have is what we desire. And he's calling us. He wants us to desire him. He wants us to be with him. He wants us to follow his instructions. He wants us to desire to live by his example. Jesus did preach religion. He preached the need of himself in our life. He said, come unto me, learn of me, follow me, love me, obey me. I'm the true shepherd. I'm the true vine. I'm the living bread. And in Mark the 8th chapter, when Jesus called his disciples, in Mark 8:34, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? As we stand together this morning, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Oh, my friend, don't let the world deceive you. Jesus is coming back. Don't let the world deceive you. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after death is the judgment. No matter how much you have accomplished in this world, no matter how much you love life and what you have done in this life and how much you got saved and all of that, you're still going to die one day. And you can't take nothing with you.
Right.
You won't take nothing with you. But we will stand before God one day for how we have lived, what we have done with our time on earth. Oh, God, I just pray, God, strengthen my desire more and more that I may dwell in the house of the God, of the Lord. My desire is that I be with the saints of God. Amen. If I'm not here, my desire is to be with the saints of God. That's my desire. So I ask you today, we pray as they give us a song of invitation. If you're not here today or you have a need, won't you come and ask God to strengthen your desire? If you're here today and you're not saved, we're not here to beat nobody down. Ooh, we wish we could just touch you and you get saved, but that's going to be your decision. Oh, my dear friend, so many people have sat under the gospel and went out the doors. We just had a funeral. We're having a funeral, amen, up in Chicago. One of Christian brothers there, his nephew, amen, just got killed in a car accident. And the report was that the young man was rebellious, amen. And I said, there go I, if it don't be for the grace of God. 19 years old, killed in a car accident. God help them. I love you young people. I love you young sisters and brothers. I love y'all with the depth of my heart. Stay saved. Stay with the Lord. Grow old in the Lord. Don't let nothing turn you away from Jesus. They laugh at you. They talk. And the grown people in your family might even try to influence you against the Lord. Say, no, no, I'm not going. I'm listening to the saints. I'm listening to Jesus. God bless you, brothers. Give us a song. Amen.